Good morning, 7:21 on the morning update. I'm Eric Olson. This look at news is brought to you by the Urgent Healthcare Center. Partly cloudy, 38 degrees right now, and a full look at weather with JW coming up after news and sports. It's been a multi-agency operation helping the Hermiston police track down and arrest two suspects for their alleged role in the early morning robbery of Jack in the Box last Monday.
We were able to piece together quite a few tips that came in to our hotline, civilian information, and use that. And based on some officer observations out in the field, we were able to identify a person of interest and then build more information until the eventual arrest of veteran Williams.
Hermiston Police Lieutenant Tim Beinert says 22-year-old Hermiston resident Travis Anthony Baker Vetter and 43-year-old Irrigan resident Lisa Williams were arrested in separate locations Sunday night. The two are suspected of overpowering two employees at the Jack in the Box just after 3 in the morning November 2nd and stealing about $1,000. Neither employee was injured in the incident. Umatilla County District Attorney is reviewing the case. Lieutenant Beinert says more arrests are possible. An award normally reserved for individual law enforcement officers goes to the Hermiston Police Department. The Safety Advocate Award from the Oregon Department of Transportation was bestowed recently in recognition of public service announcements done by the police, sponsored by Campbell Motors, that are on the police website. Umatilla Electric Cooperative stood their ground for the last 7 years without raising the cost of electricity. But now, amid changes in the market, they are unable to avoid the unavoidable. Going into effect in January, a 5% overall rate increase. This applies to all rate classes and includes the monthly service charges. UEC will host an all-member meeting at their headquarters to discuss rate adjustments next Wednesday, the 18th at 6:30. Hermiston City Council approves a 25-cent cost increase for a one-way ticket for qualified users of the Senior and Disabled Transit Program. Starting January 1st, a one-way taxi ticket will cost $2. City Manager Ed Berkshire says the last increase was March of 2004.
The city's costs during that six-year period have more than doubled. We've gone from about $50,000 a year to over $100,000 a year for the program. So just more as a matter of equity, we felt it was the appropriate move at this time.
Some grant funding helps pay for the program, but Brookshire says that amount of money is dwindling. An estimated 30,000 one-way trips are taken annually by users of the Senior and Disabled Transit Program, so the quarter cost increase is only expected to raise $7,500 of new revenue. The council also gave the go-ahead to Jordan and John Wambach and Sharon Harvey to try a new twist on the annual farmers market in Hermiston. First, it's not a farmer's market. In 2010, it will be Hermiston's Saturday market.
I guess I'm trying to create an ambiance that the community really wants to come out to it. Not just having fresh produce there, which of course we want to educate people to be able to eat healthy. However, this energy of being around people that create.
Jordan Wambach and her husband John had played a role in Hermiston's farmers market for 3 years in the past, but have been out of the game recently. Jordan says it's important that a lot of people and groups are involved for the atmosphere they hope to foster.
So partnering up with a lot of things like FFA, the kids there, any of the nonprofits, that would be another thing that we'd like to incorporate, is a lot of partnering with our community. So that it is a community event. It's not just a one-man show.
City's standard agreement is a rent-free use of the Conference Center parking lot, and Hermiston's Saturday Market will run Saturday mornings, June through October, 8 to noon.
What I'm hoping to do, I'm hoping to have 16,000 people show up Saturday morning at Farmers Market. No, I want to create an environment where people can come down and enjoy each other.
Jordan Wambach says that people interested in learning more or becoming a vendor should contact her, John, or Sharon Harvey. Going to move on to a look at sports as our morning update continues after this.
Hermiston's first choice for news and information, 1360 KOHU.